Hello?
Yes, hi, my name is Jerry, calling for a national opinion survey. May I speak with David?
Speaking.
Yes, I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, what are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chances, or would you not vote?
Not vote.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
69.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? I'm sorry? Hello? Hello? Hello, David? Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, so, and what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm going to vote. Motivated.
Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one, Marcy Kaptur as Congress Grumman. Do you approve or disapprove?
Go.
I'm sorry?
He needs to go.
Okay. Donald Trump as former president. Do you approve or disapprove?
I do approve.
That will be strongly approve or strong would approve?
Strong.
Next one, Joe Biden as president. Do you approve or disapprove?
You don't even have to ask that question. He's a failure.
Next one, Sherrod Brown as senator. Do you approve or disapprove?
I'm middle of the road on him.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one, First Energy. Are you favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable for them, but their rates are high.
Okay. Next one, Republicans in Congress. Are you favorable or unfavorable?
About what in Congress? I'm sorry?
Republicans.
It's not so much the party, it's person.
So are you favorable or unfavorable?
I'm favorable right now. They're the only ones I have to find.
Okay, next one. Marcy Kaptur, are favorable or unfavorable?
Not favorable.
The next one, Donald Trump, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Next one, Joe Biden, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay, and next one, Democrats in Congress, favorable or unfavorable?
Again, it's not the party, but I'm going to say unfavorable right now.
And the last one, Derek Merrin, favorable or unfavorable?
What was the last one? I'm sorry.
Derek Merrin.
Merrick?
Yes, Merrick. Favorable or unfavorable?
No, what?
I'm sorry, you're like cutting off.